I used to play them all the time at the arcade. Did you get me 80 or 100 or something? So they didn't give you any tickets. Does she live in a $50,000 apartment? Skee-ball. You ever skee-ball? In an arcade. They got this thing, it's got wooden balls you throw up and hits the sun. Yeah. No. Yeah, oh yeah, man. Yeah, it's fun. He got kicked out.
My arm. I'd like to call the meeting to order of Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District on the 26th day of July, 7:01 or 2?
2.
I ask you to join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening asking for your guidance and your blessing on decisions that are made for the benefit of the residents of Holiday Park. Help us in our discussion to speak clearly, respect all opinions, even though we may not agree, but listen to the words, listen and see if you might learn something new. We ask you to guide us in our decision making. Let us do what is right for the park. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings that you have given us. We thank you for the way you watch over us. We ask you to continue to watch, send your holy angels to guard and protect us. In your Son's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Please remove hats if you're wearing one.
Thank you.
I will call the roll. Jack Emmerich, here. Carol Summers.
Present.
Cheryl Moore. Absent. Keith Richer.
Here.
Paul Goblick.
Here.
James Zellner.
Here.
Karen K. Allen. Terry Steimer.
Here.
Sherry Morris is here and will be noted in the minutes. A couple of announcements to share. A reminder for anybody interested in serving on the board. A reminder that there are 5 open positions being elected in the fall, 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. Packets are supposed to be available from the office that the trustees seeking re-election need to complete and fill out. So next month, August, is the time for this to be done. You can submit applications to the Board of Elections starting August 9th. They will be formally submitted on August 23rd. And to file, you must file between the 23rd and the 27th of August. So please, if you're interested, do so. There is also still a vacancy on the board right now. So there is a spot that's open to anybody who might be interested. All you need to do is submit in a letter with your qualifications, your experiences that you think would make you a good board member. So ponder that.
Jack, just 1 second. On that, those packets are not only people that need to be reelected, but also packets that need to be filled out by people that want to be elected. In other words, even its first time.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. The second chairman announcement has to do with the issue of rental properties. I had a conversation, and I had several more after that particular one, that was concerned that there might be people who would buy property and turn it into a B&B and have constant rentals moving in and out. And in the conversations that followed, I think we're covered in our deed restrictions. Article 3, Section 4, residential use. Item B, no trade, business, profession, or any other type of commercial activity shall be conducted on any lot. If people feel that that's not specific enough, you may want to take time in discussion at the end of the meeting. But remember, we had this earnest request that we don't have long meetings, so do your part. Okay. Approval of minutes for June 14th. Await a motion.
Jack, can I interrupt, please? We did find that you had signed off in the minutes for the 14th really had been approved.
Okay.
So we don't have to go through that one.
It didn't dawn on me that I did.
I know, I'm sorry.
Too many things on the brain. Okay. Looking for a motion for July 6th.
I so move to accept the minutes for July 6th.
I second.
That's would like key. To offer a correction or a deletion. I understand that we had several people working on the minutes, and so this may have gotten transposed in somehow or other. But on page 4, I would like to ask that in item B with summer meetings, when we chose to meet tonight and again in August on the 23rd. There is a public comment that says meetings will have to be moved along quickly as most folks do not want to be out past 9. That was said, but not there. And so they also included it in item F in the minutes. Board meeting time to go to 7 o'clock. It's at that point that comment was made, not when we were choosing to meet on once a month for July and August. So I would like to see this first statement removed from the minutes. Pardon me? Yes.
Which one? E?
E.
It's just a duplicate statement.
Yeah. Do we have a motion to remove this?
We don't need a motion. Keith just needs to amend his to accept the deletion of that statement.
Yes, I amend the motion for deletion of E on page 4.
Carol, you...
And I will also amend my second.
Yes.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. We've been through this a number of times. Robert's Rules of Order, and if you read it and have done national meetings, the only thing we need in the minutes is the motion and whether it's passed or defeated. Public comment, everybody's comments, nothing to do with the minutes. Minutes should be very simple. So please, in the future, let's go back to the simple form. Only the motion and whether it's passed or defeated, no comments.
Okay, any other comments on the minutes? If not, board, you knew the routine. If you're in favor of the adoption of them with the amendment, raise your right hand. Opposed? Raise your right hand. One opposed. Got that, Carol? Treasurer's report. Keith?
You all have the copies of the front page of the treasurer's report. This report, including the backing from, has been on the website since Thursday, and each of the board members should have had one. So I'm just going to read the front page, and then I'll have questions. Okay, again, this is a June report. In the June's total income we took in was $68,968. We spent a total of $100,740. Therefore, we spent more, $31,770 more. But again, as you see, you look down, year-to-date income is $1,326,551. Anticipated income still to come in is $9,257. So we've gotten most of our income up at the front, and so the income right now, we're coming down at the end of the year, is smaller amounts because most of it was paid up front. So, but as you can see, in 9 months, we should have 75% if we're right on task. However, we've got 99% of our income in. Most everything is in now. We got a little more from the state, and we got some more income from a couple of different areas we hadn't counted on. But we're real close to getting our whole amount that we said we would get in for budgeting. And then down below, the expense is $846,998, rounded off to $847,000. Anyway, anticipated expenses to be still spent is still $488,810 from what's in our budget. So we're only at 63, we've only spent 63%. because of different costs and savings. Okay, so our budget is going real well. We've got our money in. We haven't spent as much. However, there is money we are going to be spending. And now for questions, Cheryl, I ask the board people if they have questions, since I can't answer them outside of here, to submit any questions they may have to me earlier, and then I will report on those questions at the meeting. And that's what our lawyer said we could do. So Cheryl Moore had a couple of them. I will read those. And her questions basically come from this form, not so much that one, because she could look more into the details like the rest of the board people. And also you people can too, be online or out in the on the bulletin board. Her first thing, payroll was was a lot lower this month than last month. And she was thinking, how was that? Well, the thing is, as we stated before, we pay things in 1 month, or we charge things in 1 month, and we might pay them or get the checks back another month. That's why a month or two ago, we said we're going back to the month preceding and kind of correct some of those numbers, because Cindy does that. Well, this was because that pay period in June ended on the last day of June. So the payroll wasn't done till the next month. And so that when she did the printing of that page, and they will redo it, they will put another one, and it will be corrected by the next time. So it's just a matter of catching up there and check it out on the next one. And then she had a question on the building. We spent quite a bit more, and she was asking what was broke. Well, what had happened is the alarm and inspection and fire department inspection came in, and so that would cost us money. It's an annual inspection of that, and that's what that for. Sherry knows more about it, it was a big cost there. Also, the pool was more because we'd ordered our chemicals, and they go up in the summer. Chemical costs go up in the summer because we need more chemicals than we do in the winter. Okay, and then also the truck had a large expense of $1,500, but we did have to fix the backlight. That was a big part. We talked about that and said we would. Also, at the same time, we did oil changes, and we got new Gator tires for a Gator that were really bad. It was under there. And the golf cart repair. Those were all in that area. So those were the bigger amounts in there. And that was Cheryl's question, because she was looking at the numbers. Anybody else have any questions? Yes.
Joanne Gagan, 241 Berry Court. What was that about the fire inspection? We don't pay to have that done. We pay to have it done every year? They charge us? Really? How much is that? Say that into the microphone. I can hear you.
$445 times two, and then we have the range hood. We have to have that inspected, and all of our fire extinguishers in the building. So yes, we do pay for those. So, and I haven't seen them. I believe somebody called, and almost $1,000. I can grab it real quick if you want me to grab it real quick.
No, we can look at it later.
Okay. We passed. The only thing that did not pass the inspection was in the mechanical room on top of the wooden closets that are locked. We have all of the tubs with holiday decorations, Mardi Gras, Valentine's Day. So they're too close to the ceiling. And the fact that it is the mechanical room and it has all the electrical in it, they said it was a fire hazard, so all of those tubs were taken out to the little building that stores all of the, the sale, the flea market stuff. So that's where they are, and I would assume that this fall they will go through them, because there's a lot of stuff that can probably be thrown away. I don't know, but that's where they are. And that's the only thing we got cited for. We passed everything with flying colors. Ironically enough, we had all of our inspections done in
Sheree,
June.
Sheree, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's get on with the meeting. If you want to know details of the inspection, stop at the office.
Any other questions? If not, let's look for a motion to accept the treasurer's report. Moved by Karen Kay, second by Paul. Any other discussion? If not, trustees, if you support the approval of the budget or the treasurer's report, raise your right hand. Unanimous. I'll ask Sheree to get
just one more comment. I am really trying hard to get these things out at least 4 to 5 days on the website. So if you want to go like Sheree did and like the board gets to do through this, you can print these off the website to back what goes behind it. Okay. And then what's nice is if you have a question, just write it to me. And that way I can answer it in the meeting for everybody. I won't get back to you online, but I will get back to you at a meeting on any question that comes in. It just saves time and it gives you guys an answer.
Okay, Sheree, the district manager's report.
As everyone can see, the sidewalk replacement is progressing as planned. Terry is on top of it. He's out there every morning. As soon as they get here, he's right there. Terry, do you want to give a little segue into what's going on real quick?
It's on the agenda.
It is on the agenda? Yes, oh, yes. I apologize. Never mind.
10A.
Okay. We met with Commercial Electric. They will be connecting the gate this week, the exit gate. The cost of that is $828. We will be meeting with FPL and Commercial Electric on the 28th to determine what is the best option for the power source for the LED sign. That's going to be a bit pricey because we're going to have to pay FPL to use their power source across the street, and then we're going to have to tap into that. So I'm not sure of the cost of it, but we're looking at thousands of dollars.
Thousands?
Yes. It's probably going to be a couple of thousand for Commercial Electric. It's probably going to be at least $1,000 for FPL. It will be submitted to the board before the work is approved. So this is what's entailed with installing the LED sign. The people for the cameras that are relocating from Americana and Moonlight, they will be here on the 28th to relocate the cameras. The cost of that is $1,100. The rear pond was treated with algicide. It's an organic peroxide that gets rid of the microorganisms like phosphates, which promotes algae. The tech has also added a dye. The fountain was just fixed today, so it had been shut off for a few days so that we didn't want it to collect more algae and clog it up. So it's fixed, and it looks better than ever. We also had a problem with one of our pumps back there, and I had a gentleman come in today, and he's fixed that. Bill Linares. Bill, hi. He is going to be overseeing the project to spruce up and renovate the lobby. We're really looking forward to this. So he has offered his services for us. We're going to do most of it in-house. We'll see with Mr. Linares what it'll entail. But with his knowledge and with our guys, we should be able to do everything in-house. The fire marshal, again, we stopped by a surprise inspection. I had already explained that. Maintenance and grounds, we have cold patched two areas of the park. One is around Wood Court and one is around Moonlight. We will again be researching what our options are for pressure washing the sound wall on 95. This time, it's only been done once, to my knowledge, and because it was so bad, we took off a lot of the paint, and it was inevitable with getting off the mold and the mildew. So we need to keep that in mind. If we have it power washed again, it may need to be painted or keep it patina without the paint. It's something we're all going to have to look into because that was quite expensive. It was between, I think, at the end of the day, it was about $18,000. And it was like pulling teeth to get water. Every two to three houses, they were kind enough to let us use their water. We replaced, you know, we reimbursed their water bill after a couple of months to compare how much we used. But it's really a big job. I know it needs to be done, but maybe we can do it using the fire hydrants. Anyway, it's something we should check into. Carol and I will be discussing that further. Keith and I will be meeting with Kendra Wednesday. We will be discussing capital expenditures and setting up reserve accounts for long-term projects. And again, this is discussion. This is something that we will present to the board, setting up these accounts and start funding future things that need to be done. Pool replacement, the deck, streets, not the roof so much, but these are items that definitely will need to be replaced in the next, I'd say, 4 to 5 years. And I just want to say, I finished my last two physical therapy sessions this week. I don't think I need them. My doctor says I should finish. So I'm the poster child for physical therapy. I've done extremely well. The doctor said, you know, you can go to work. You feel good. And I have recovered remarkably. So I want to thank everybody for your support and understanding. So this is not like the other hip. The other hip I was infected with from the glue, but this is smooth sailing. So I'm in pretty good shape. And yes, if you want to see my doctor reports, and I even have x-rays, if anybody wants to see them. One other thing I do want to say is we get a lot of anonymous inquiries, complaints, suggestions. These are not going to be acknowledged unless you sign your name to them. If we don't know who is complaining or who wants to take the credit for a good recommendation, but we won't acknowledge them. We don't know who it is, and sometimes things are very hurtful. Sometimes things make a lot of sense, but we will not acknowledge them if you don't sign your name. And one other thing, we all know about this COVID thing going around, this new Delta. We do have a person from the park who is hospitalized with COVID-19. We have another case where a person has been vaccinated and they have gotten COVID. So, having said that, just practice safe everything. You know, if you're not sure of folks, then just be careful within the park. All right, that's all I have. Thank you.
Any questions for her? We keep at this pace, we'll be home by 8.
I do have a quick question. Sri, I know that you're finished with your physical therapy and stuff, but for safety purposes, have you been given a release by your doctor to work full time?
I have everything you want.
Okay, just as long as we have it on
file. I have everything. You ask me. I have releases. I have progress reports, x-rays, everything, Carol. Really, I do.
Cool.
So thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yes, it hurt a lot.
Joe Nocanero, 1180 Floral Court. When the fire inspectors were here, did they check the phone out there, the 911 phone? Isn't that something that they should have done?
I don't have an explanation. No, they did not check that. Okay. I know it's a working line.
No, it isn't.
Is it?
We needed it yesterday and it was not working.
Well, the 911 portion of it or the dial tone itself?
The 911. We need it in 911.
Okay. I will check that. Our 732 is down and I'm wondering if they're connected. Well, they're all with Spectrum. It's all Spectrum. They're all with Spectrum. And I've been working with them today to try to get 732 up and running. I don't know.
I think the 911 is more important.
Oh, of course it is. I'm just wondering if they're somehow related. I'll check it, Joan. Thank you. Yes.
I have no idea what happened.
Well, everybody had a cell phone. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Order.
I have a full incident report. I have witnesses, eyewitness reports. I have phone numbers. I have all the backup. I have the caregiver that was with the gentleman who actually dove into the pool. That's it. If you want to see the incident report, I can give you a copy.
Any other questions related to her report? Thank you. Next, we are looking at the work of a committee that had done policies. Bylaws, rules and regulations, and the fourth piece that they were working on has to do with the ACC rules and regulations that somehow were included in one of the documents. I think they're separate now, but anyway, so much for that. Is there somebody who is reporting on this, Bruce? Okay.
The committee, Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. The committee has now completed the bylaws, rules and regulations, and policies. The next thing is the ACC rules and regulations, which has now been presented to the board. All of the blue items are new items which are going in. It has been posted out there. I believe it's posted online. Part of the problems came about on 465 because there was a breakdown in whatever we did. I'm not blaming anybody, but it's all spelled out now and here. The city of Palm Bay doesn't do exactly the things that we do. When they put in a new house, my understanding is they do two different permits for that house. One for the house and one for the driveway and the carport. It makes perfect sense to me. So basically, the couple of sentences which should take care of this is, anytime we have a new house going in or one removed or whatever, or a new house going on the lot, we have to have a survey, a plotted pin survey. On that survey, it must include the home, the utility shed, the carport, the driveway, the air conditioner, and the steps. Without all of those things, ACC will not be able to approve it. And I think that will solve some of the major problems. Any questions? Oh, yeah. Okay. And also, it's going to be required that the owner and the builder has to be at the meetings at ACC when it's approved. And this should eliminate some of the problems we had with 465. Hopefully. So our recommendation to the committee is, it's in front of you. I hope you've all had a chance to read it, and I hope you pass it.
Any questions? Our new Zoom procedure says if you have questions, turn them in so they can be addressed by the trustees. Cheryl, our absent secretary, has question number one, application number three, improvements made. No driveway, paver, paths permitted. Meaning, all driveways to park a car on must be full pavers? No single lines of pavers just for the tires? What about a sidewalk of pavers from front of house to back patio allowed? That would be a path, but not a driveway. ACC, anybody heard? Ron, would you please speak to that one? You may want to stay here because the second one is gutters and downspouts, and the third one had to do with color palette.
Can I bring my chair up here? Ron Foote, 214 Holiday Park. The idea of the single lines for your pavers, it just, they don't want just tire treads going up to the to your property. They want a regular full driveway. The pavers just don't look right with the grass growing between them. It makes a mowing problem for the people that have the lawn mowed by the company, and that's why they don't want the single lines. And the sidewalk pavers from front of house to the back patio, that is allowed. You still need a permit for it. You need an application from us, then it goes to get a permit. That would be a path from, but not a driveway. That's right. It's just a path going to the back of the house or to, you know, like a sidewalk. But it has to be made out of pavers, not cement.
Okay. Number two says, I seem to remember during sidewalk discussions that it would be better to have all downspouts face the yard area, not run off onto cement driveway. Those downspouts facing pavers would be okay because pavers allow for drainage into the ground. The discussion was related to water running down the driveways into the drainage system. The less water, the better. Is this something that might be addressed here?
I think it already has been addressed by what it said before, that they want it going out into your yard, not into the road and down into the storm sewers. Less water that we put in there, less chance of contaminating the water by what's in the road, you know, oil from your cars and so forth. That's why they want to go into your yard.
just a clarification, are you saying that they cannot run them onto pavers?
No, you can run on the pavers, but they don't want to run on your cement.
On the driveway, solid
right,
cement.
Because the pavers aren't cemented together. They got the cracks between it, let the grass, you know, the water go in.
Number three, I'm all for no color palette. I stated that in the past, but I understand the aesthetic value of community as stated. Who determines aesthetic value? If it's the requirement to follow a reasonable aesthetic value, then someone needs to be in charge of this. Should we put it in that if you are changing the color of your unit and or trim, you need to apply for color approval via ACC application? I would think there would be no fee for this application, as there is no fee for landscaping.
And we really haven't discussed that too much, except for we did go around to several of the parks in the area and talk to some of the mobile home dealers, and they don't have a Florida color palette. And Barefoot Bay does not have a color code. As long as the house is neat and clean and painted, it's fine by them. So they have, you can have any color down there you want. And we went to another one, and they basically said the same thing. You don't have color charts anymore. And I guess the thing is, the aesthetic ability to your community is like, you know, you don't want striped houses, or you want it to look nice in the community. It's not that you don't want a pink house. If it's painted right, or a purple house, fine. But don't make it stripes and, you know, paint elephants on the side of it and stuff like that. You just want a single color.
Go on, I was going to paint that yesterday.
Well, one color, yeah. No fancy, you know, weird paint jobs. They want to make it look nice. Pretty much, yes.
You're saying your house can't be painted as an American flag.
True. That's, I believe, against the law anyways. Anything else for me?
She says, this then would become a violation if someone paints without permission. With something like this, could there be a fine imposed until the color is rectified? So it's, okay. Keep in mind, she didn't know that. I want to be sure everything she sent is responded to. Okay. That's it for what Cheryl sent in. I don't know if anybody else has sent anything in. Cherie, did you get
any? No.
Okay. Any other questions from Board of Trustees? Annette?
Annette Regas, 409 Holiday. Now, the colors that they have listed out there that you have listed, they're pretty drab and dark. Is there any way to get some kind of a little bit lighter in colors?
We're going to get rid of those.
Okay. There was another hand. Mrs. Foote.
Hey, people, to save some time, if you do have a question, if you could please come to the microphone. We don't have to wait for you to come up, and we'll know who when it's done. Just come on up. Don't need permission.
Karen Foote, 214 Holiday Park. What we have to do is we have to fix the color thing on that before you guys accept it. It's not right, the first sentence. It's got to say, see how they got colors and they crossed it off? We need to refix that. Under colors on your ACC rules. Huh?
Then come out again.
But Becky knows how to fix it. We just got to fix it. I'll come up and show you if you want to know. Yeah. But she'll get that fixed, I'm sure.
On page 6 was the issue about color. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. For some reason, there's a line drawn through colors. Colors has to stay, so circle it. And basically, the color chart that's out on the wall was passed several years ago, 5-6 years ago. We talked a long time about this color thing, and you should see we crossed it all out. And the next thing the board will have to do is do away with the color chart that's out there. Just do away with it. Vote it out. What's that? Right, right. So this should be approved, and then you should vote to take the color chart off the wall.
And then this document would be printed minus all the deletions.
Carol Helton, 342 Holiday Park Boulevard.
Speak a little closer to the microphone, sweetie. We can't hear you.
Carol Helton, 342 Holiday Park Boulevard. I have a question with regard to a letter I forwarded to the Board of Directors and to Ms. Morris. I put them in the mail slots, but I have neuropathy in my hands and I have trouble signing. I put my name and my address and all on it, but I didn't sign it. Does that mean my letter will be disregarded?
No, Carol, we know who you are. You put your name on it. Yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. And I am in receipt of it.
Good.
And I've been talking to Duane.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Question in the back.
We need to know who it is. As long as we know who it is, that's fine.
Yeah.
Why are we pushing this button?
It should be on.
It's on.
Push it
Paul
up.
Paul Diamond, 291 Cheswick Circle. As you were talking earlier, I'm wondering if I need permission to do my landscaping or apply for a permit.
Landscaping, no.
What are you going to do, Paul?
Ron?
Plant flowers.
You want to answer this?
It's in our about book underneath the ACC that you do need a application to do landscaping. There's no permit for the application, no fee for the application. It's in there.
Just and that includes planting one outside of a flower bed.
Yeah, anything you do landscaping wise, you don't have to. You have to apply for it, but you don't have to pay for the $10
permit. So anything they do outside of a flower bed or regular, they have to get an application, bring it to an application, so the board can check it.
It's got to be an area where they can mow around it and get 5 foot clearance between things, and it's not on the setback, and it's not in the property line and stuff like that. If you do landscaping, you can you need a permit or an application from us. Anything that's done has to have 5 foot clearance between your stone walls or your anything you're doing, so you can mow around it. And if you don't have it 5 feet, the park doesn't have to mow it. You have to mow it yourself. And it can't be in the setbacks, and it can't be on your property line, whatever you want to do with the landscaping wise.
And that does not include pavers.
Right, that doesn't include pavers. That's an application you have to apply for, and I believe that you have to have a permit from the city for that.
I don't think you do for pavers. Do you now?
Anything else?
Thank you. Are we ready for a motion, Board of Trustees?
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the rules and regulations of the ACC as presented, with the addition of the word colors being replaced back into the record.
Second? Paul? All in favor, trustees, raise your right hand. Opposed, like sign. We're ready for item 10. Sidewalk report. Terry?
Yes, so can everybody hear me? So I thought since we're spending $360,000 and change on sidewalks, we should have a thorough meeting at least once a month, so you all would know what we're doing. I'm sorry, not what we're doing, what they're doing, and get a clear understanding of the process of the sidewalk development. So at this point, they're working in the Orange Grove. Now, is there anyone who doesn't know what the Orange Grove is? Okay.
Terry, can you stay speaking to the mic? When you turn that way, we lose you.
Well, that might be set up that way, Jack. You know what I'm saying? So right now, they're in the Orange Grove. The last two things to do in the Orange Grove is Burrell Court, the inside lane that's across from Becky. She's on the outside circle. This is the inside circle. It still needs to be done. It'll be poured this week. The other thing is the inside lane of Cheswick Circle. And it's been cut, which I'll talk to you about in just a second. But the next thing is taking the old concrete out. All right. The next move, by the way, after the Orange Grove is Holiday Park Boulevard. The contractor has decided that when you come into the property and you come to the three-way stop, if you turn left, that's the route he's taking to Center Lane and then bear left to Holiday Park on a route. Okay? Understand that it's about 3 miles of sidewalk that we're going to be replacing. 6 inches thick. That's significant, and I'll tell you why. The construction process involves, one, cutting. They need to cut the old sidewalk away from the asphalt roadway, and they need to cut where the expansion joints are to cut it away from the previous piece of sidewalk. Remove old sidewalk. It turns out that there's an additional process that they were not prepared for, and we wouldn't have been prepared for it either. That is, when they go to remove the dirt, they only expected to remove a couple inches of dirt. But they're removing up to 4 inches of dirt. And the reason for that is, whoever did this sidewalk before, if they were supposed to do 4-inch sidewalk, they didn't do all of it 4 inches. Some sidewalk is only 2 inches thick. So that's a lot of dirt for a long period of time you got to remove. And that's a very good reason why, one of the reasons why it cracked so bad, because it wasn't very thick at all. So these guys are measuring it as they go along. I'm watching to see everything they do, and they're doing it, and it looks great. Pouring is the next step. Now, pouring is not exactly up to the contractor. He puts in his desire for a day or a week or what time, and then the concrete manufacturing company says okay or not okay. But because he has a good reputation, he pretty much gets his at least week bid on concrete. So this week we're pouring. We already poured Monday. This week we're Friday. This week we're pouring Wednesday and Friday. So that should take care of Burrell, and we should be moving into Cheswick Inner Circle. All right. Now, the cutting has already been done up to all of the Orange Grove, up to Center Lane, around the Holiday Park, up to, I think there's, is there a Maple Court up there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, up to there, I think it's about right. It's way ahead of what they require for keeping up with the cutter. That's the main thing. The cutter's got to be ahead of these guys so that when they're ready to move on and start picking up concrete, it's already cut. Okay. And the last thing is finishing. Finishing is one of the easiest jobs to do and the quickest jobs to do, as long as they can get the concrete on time. Usually in the morning. If you get it in the morning, it'll have a skin on it for afternoon rains. It means it won't bother it. If you get it in the afternoon and it rains, like some of the rains we get down here, it could be an issue. Drying time is 4 days. Now, I know there's some of you who have heard that it's 5 days, 100 days, a year, whatever. It's 4 days. 2 days, now, assuming we start at 7 o'clock in the morning now. Start at 7 o'clock in the morning, 2 days before you can walk on it. But the second day in the evening, you can walk on it. Don't scuff your feet, because you'll see that forever. The fourth day, you could drive your car back up on the driveway. Okay? Now, it'll continue curing, but it won't have any effect on your car. If you had a moving truck, that'd be different. All right? We good? All right. There is a 1-year warranty on this sidewalk. I don't know that you could put any more than 1 year on any sidewalk, to be honest with you. So that, anyway, that's what it is. Before I continue, I need to satisfy in my mind a couple of comments that were made You all have seen this guy's work at the entrance to the Orange Grove on the left-hand, right-hand side. As you go in there, you know how kind of work he does. He's great, and the team is great. But someone made a comment to me when we were going in Cheswick on the outside circle, and that is, it sure is an inconvenience. And a person, another person down there made the same comment. And I was thinking, are you crazy? Because if you have a new floor put in your house, that's an inconvenience. If you have your kitchen redone, that's an inconvenience. This is an inconvenience. It is. I'm honest with you, it is. Because lots of times you got to move your car. You can't get your car back on the driveway until a certain specified period of time. But this is an asset. You know, new sidewalks are an asset. Well, we sold a house for a couple of months ago, a single wide for $105,000. We sold a double wide for $150,000. Those kinds of things are going to be noticed by people with the sidewalks, I'm saying, when they come here to look at someplace they want to live. Our property values are going to increase. This is only going to benefit us. We're not going to have any junk cars in the backyard, and we're not going to have any decrepit-looking sidewalks because we're on our way to fame and fortune. Right? Okay. Bill Lanier, you want to stand up? I'll tell you why he's been important to us. Is because when we make this move up to Holiday Park Road, the problem is the houses are close together. The initial run to Center Lane doesn't have any driveways that go to the street. So every doggone sidewalk is going to be cut in front of these people's driveways all the way to Center Lane. I'm not sure. You're going to have to move your car. And I'll be coming to your house before they do it. I'll stop by your house. I'll tell you they're on their way, that you're going to have to move your car. But you're going to have to work with us in terms of, you're not going to be able to walk over the form without tripping. And there's some elderly people who shouldn't do that. So Bill made 10 platforms that we're going to put down that will straddle the form, and just before the pouring, we'll pick them up. Somebody with myself, I need help on that if anybody wants to volunteer. We'll pick them up, they'll pour, and then we'll put them back down until the concrete dries. If somebody needs that, they need to give me a call. On those sheets I give you, which everybody should have one by the time it's all over with, has my phone number. Please give me a call. I'll take the golf cart. We'll come pick you up, help you over that platform, take you back, help you over the platform. Don't want anybody to fall and to get hurt. Okay. There are some parking places you need to be aware of across the street. Now, if you do park across the street, there's a cement truck that's going to be coming by. There is a big dumpster, or roll-off it's called. Either one of those vehicles take an entire lane. You have a 12-foot lane on standard on these roads here. One of those lanes is going to be taken by a roll-off when they remove the old concrete, and one of them is going to be taken by a cement truck when it pours the concrete. I'll be out there flagging whenever they pour, help you get through issues there, traffic, whatever. But be aware of that. There'll be cones on the roll-off so you don't hit one. Okay, everybody got good eyesight? If you don't have good eyesight, you shouldn't be driving. I don't know. Okay. Park in a cul-de-sac. Park at a neighbor's, but it has to be a neighbor who allows you to park there, even if there's no birds. You might want to mention it to them. And you can stay. The driveway has got to go all the way to the street now. There can't be any sidewalk in front of it because the sidewalk is coming up. Okay? And then the rec hall. You want to park at the rec hall, it's fine. You give me a call, I'll come pick you up. You park your car there, I'll come pick you up from your car, take you to your house. All right? I'm there to help you. That's my job as liaison. The overall time frame at this point in time, overall, completely, is 3, possibly 4 months because of the dirt. Because you got to get that extra dirt, you got to put it in a roll off. It's got to be dumped. You can bring a roll off back, put the extra dirt. But I mean, it's a process. By the way, the contractor never said anything to us about asking for any additional funds for doing additional work. So I'm not saying anything to him. It's going along okay. The only thing that will hold us up is concrete delivery and the weather. It's out of our hands. Any questions? All right. I thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Next on the agenda is lobby refreshment area update. We heard a little bit. Cherie, do you have more to share?
Not at this time. I'm going to, Bill and I are going to get together and we're going to go over the plans, materials, time, workers, everything. So he has just graciously agreed and volunteered his time. So we're going to have a meeting and we'll certainly have more to report at the next board meeting.
Okay, thank you. We are at the point of public comment. And notice it's only 8 o'clock. Don't feel obligated to fill the remaining time.
Just one thing. If somebody does have a public comment, please come, you know, stand up, and that way we don't have to take such a long time.
Mark Bodle, 121 Holiday Park. This lobby refreshment area, what is the purpose, and what is it, I mean, the purpose of it, and what's going to happen with it?
The sink across from the restrooms, underneath, it's deteriorated. It smells, it's dated. I can't see just capping off the plumbing and not using it. I think it's a nice welcome area when we have our ladies' luncheons, when we have our potluck suppers. I think when folks come by, there will be like a water distribution with maybe some lemons and cucumbers or just a nice area for folks to just to get a glass of water. Okay. Because
so it's not an area that we're going to be serving coffee and donuts every morning or anything like that, because that's from things that I've read and seen and people talking, that's what I've heard, and I want to know exactly what it was so that people know that
it's I don't think the area there is large enough, but I like the idea, and I think that maybe this season we may do something when you first come in outside of the library door. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm going to talk with HPPOA and see if we can do something like that. Maybe between 10 and 11, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, have, you know, the coffee and have some cookies or donuts. I think that's a nice idea.
Where is that going to be funded?
That would be right outside of the library.
But where is that going to get funded from?
I'll bake them. I love to cook. I don't mind. I'll bake a bunch of cookies. We're not talking a lot of money. We're talking maybe $15 or something like that. When it does come to that point, it will be brought to the board for their approval. But it's not really a huge money item. So that's what I'd like to see happen. I think we've had a rough year and a half. And I think whatever we can do to make things more pleasant when folks come back this year, it's going to be quite different. So that's my take on it. And again, I'm going to speak with Mr. Linares, and he'll go over things more in depth with the refreshment area.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Becky?
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. And I must say that the sidewalk guys are doing a great job. Anyway,
My first question is, can we get a meeting set up with the realtors to get them going so they know what they can and can't do in the park? It's going to be so imperative that they know what's going on. I really think that that meeting needs to be set up sooner rather than later. Yes?
Yeah, when you say meeting, you're talking about reaching out to all of the brokers and their realtors?
Have them come in for a seminar or whatever so they know what's going on in the park. If they don't come in, they don't get to sell in here.
Well, that's going to have to be organized. We're going to have like a sheet or something that, you know, a Q&A, if you will.
But we've been talking about this for months. It should be.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Well, we need to get on it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm working on the deed restrictions, the ACC, and I'm doing enough.
Well, that's nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I also have a sheet that I would like put in the About Us book. That's a very short, one page about HPPOA. I'd like to be able to do that.
Sure.
I'm a little bit confused on that. Is that the board's area of responsibility or approval? I don't know that I've seen anything from HPPOA that we've acted on in the past. This seems like it's...
I don't think it needs to be approved or anything. I just want Cherie to know that I have something to go in the About Us book about HPPOA.
It's our book, the park's book, and you're just kind of asking permission to put it into our book.
Yes.
Which is really, yeah.
It's like six sentences. It's very short. It just tells what HPPOA is.
And it is about us too. So it does.
Yeah, I like the idea a lot.
I think the board should okay it.
Carol Helton, 342 Holiday Park Boulevard. Becky gave me an idea about this, the advising the realtors what they can and cannot do. We ought to just send a flyer or a letter to the Board of Realtors. And
we've done that.
Well, I can't guarantee it won't.
Excuse me?
Let's just let the person at the microphone.
What I originally stood in line for is all this talk about driveways and where you can park your car. I would like some of the people who race down my street would park their damn car somewhere else. There are no people who come down Holiday Park Boulevard, including residents, who monitor themselves as to the speed limit. I've clocked them. I've gotten behind them and clocked them at 35 miles an hour. It's got to stop. And I'm tired of getting cursed at by the drivers for admonishing them for speeding. We've got to do something about it, and especially the people who live here are doing it.
Just one question on
yes.
that. What do you say we do to stop them?
Well, whatever you did.
We've done hundreds of things that not work. I just want a suggestion. That
speed bumps. Lots of speed bumps.
Every request we get for a speed bump, we get 15 that don't want it.
Well,
And that's what we got to go on, the community.
Well, I guess it'll have to happen that one of the people will hit somebody else, and then a lawsuit will be pending.
And as I said before, the only tragedy we've had in this park is because of a speed bump.
Be that as it may.
I'm not trying to put you down. I'm just saying we've been talking about this. I know. Put for 20 years, and we would all like them to slow down. But we don't have the authority.
Then take down the speed limit signs because nobody's paying attention to them.
Well, there's some people have a little bit of a conscience.
Next.
Anne Marie Ashley, 387 Holiday Park. I would just like an update from, I guess, Cherie, I'm not really sure, as to what is going on with the deep cleaning of the kitchen. It's now July 26th. Hopefully, HPPOA will be opening up in October. And if we're going to be using that kitchen, we really need to get rid of the mold and everything else that's growing in there. So I would just like to know what's going on with that.
Well, I'm not aware of any mold.
We have pictures.
Bring them to me, Henry. Okay. I was not aware of mold. Is that out of the appliances?
In the closet. I believe it's the closet.
Just walk in, smell it.
All right. Well, I know that maintenance put in a fan, or they put in a, what did they put in the wall in the corner? I think they put in they put a vent. Yeah, they put a vent in there, and I think that should help. We are ordering new mats. We're getting rid of the old rubber mats. They have steam cleaned the walls, which I think they need.
Who's
they? Jose.
And what did he use to deep clean them?
I think he used, we have a machine that he uses.
A pressure washer?
No. It's actually a steam machine.
That uses hot water or cold water?
I'm not sure. Moira and Don Washington and Jose, the three of them did it before they left.
The entire kitchen?
Yes, the walls. To my understanding, they did the deep cleaning of the walls. Now, as we get closer, like I said, we're ordering the mats. We'll do on our part whatever it takes to get the kitchen spick and span.
Yeah.
Now, if it's not up to y'all's standards, you know, we talked about hiring a company. Just let us know what you guys want to do, and you hire the company. I hired one last time, and she came highly recommended from the VFW and churches. She did an okay job. I wasn't real happy. Joanne wasn't real happy. So if you guys select a cleaning company that you feel can get in there and every nook and cranny, bring it to the board and let them vote on it, and I'll certainly arrange for it to happen. And we'll do anything and everything in-house that we can.
Hello, I'm Maddie Manley, 220 Mystic Boulevard. I've been working with Cheryl Moore. And she had someone that I understand does some local businesses, McDonald's. But when before she left, we were talking about it. I had someone with a bid. And I don't know how far she's gotten with the company, and she was looking into it. Don Washington and Maura did do some cleaning with cold water. They had a little little house steam cleaner, but they didn't do that whole kitchen. And the closet in there has got mold all over the wire shelving. The floors are all filthy, and it was supposed to be taken care of, and they were looking into it, but I haven't heard anything about it for 2 or 3 months. I brought it to your attention. I have pictures in my phone before that lady came to clean the kitchen. I've got pictures of the grease all over the flat top.
Didn't Karen take care of that when she was here?
When Meister Karen was here, we had to redo the cast iron burners.
Yeah, you guys spent a lot of time in there.
We had to clean them all. They were all rusted, a brand new stove, and we had to re-oil them. In fact, I'll probably go the end of this month and re-oil the burners again. We had to wash them all and oil them. And someone got into the flat top where they do the pancakes. We picked up the stainless steel cover that was on that, and the whole flat top was all rusted.
Yeah, you guys took
and
that
we
whole,
had to clean all
that whole day. That looked really, did a really good job.
So I've been in food service for 40 years, over 40 years. That kitchen needs to have a deep clean. And I don't know if any of you older folks in here know when it's ever been done as deep clean with a steamer and hot water. And no one seems to be able to tell me if it's ever been done.
Maddie, like I said, we'll do it. You know, we'll do it whatever we're capable of doing. And if we need to get a company, just give me direction and we'll get it done. We're getting new mats. You know, I think we should empty that back room out completely and sanitize it from top to bottom.
There was rusted cans, outdated spices. We cleaned all that closet up.
Who is in charge of your inventory?
The food service, the kitchen monitor is Dodie. And what they need to do now when we go forward, if you're buying any seasoning thing, they need to buy it at smaller quantities.
Get rid of them. Get rid of it.
We threw everything out that was outdated.
Good.
I had a price of $2,700. I told the guy it was kind of too much money, and Cheryl thought it was a lot of money. She was getting another bid in. The guy came down $500. But I don't know what Cheryl got on her end, and that's all I know.
All right, well, I can guarantee you it'll be done.
If we're
going
to spend a bunch of money around here, I think for our safety and foodborne illnesses, we need to get that kitchen clean.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Let's do it. Just give me direction, and I'll take care of it.
Nat Regas, 409 Holiday. I have a question, Cherie. About a month ago, maybe more, I saw Dwayne taking the speed limit signs off the pole. I mean, unscrewing it and taking it off and painting the pole. Yeah. Now, once I saw him with a saw cutting the bolt of the speed limit sign off to paint the pole. To my understanding, these are outdoor speed poles, speed limit poles. Why is he painting something that is made for the outdoors? And also, why is he taking and loosening up the bolts and the washers? That's going to threaten the integrity of these signs if we get high winds. It's going to take off the pole and maybe decapitate somebody. What was the purpose of painting the poles?
I don't know, and I don't know which poles you're talking about, but I know that when we changed out the street signs, we had a heck of a job. They were all rusted on. Some of them we had to saw them off. Some of them were 20 years old.
Well, these aren't old ones. He was cutting the bolts off.
I don't know.
Painting.
We have some that we put up over by Greenview, the end of Greenview, no parking.
Well, you know, with changing out an old sign, but these weren't old signs. He was standing on the gator, and I was thinking he's going to fall and break his neck. And I'm wondering why he's taking the sign off.
I'm sure he was painting the post. I remember that. Was that on Center Lane?
He was going around the park. But why are you painting an outdoor street? You don't see the city painting the poles.
May I suggest that some of these conversations get taking place in the office rather than in this session, because it really has nothing to do with the board or anything like that. So I say we stop the conversation here.
Okay.
You can take it in the office.
Okay. I was just saying that because if we get high winds and these signs are not attached properly, they'll go become projectiles.
What makes you think it's not put back together?
Oh. My name is Phil Demarest. I live at 255 Mystic. I just want to remind people we're going to have karaoke August 14th. From 6 to 9. I hope you all come.
Joanne Gagan. Now that the board has approved the ACC, I'd like to suggest that you go back to having a representative from ACC scheduled on the agenda for every workshop meeting. To give an insight, we have a lot of new people and a lot more coming in, to highlight a particular rule or regulation, if you want to call it that. But give them an opportunity to address the people, and maybe if they have questions, new people,
update.
Something. But they should be on the agenda for each workshop meeting.
I think that's a good idea.
Any other comments?
What are they supposed to do at the workshop meeting?
We asked that last month, but we didn't get put on today. Karen Foote, 214 Holiday Park. Just want an update from Cherie, because we're getting lots. Well, okay. ACC is getting a lot of calls. What's going on that yellow house on Holiday Park? What's going on these old houses that are supposed to be dealt with months ago?
Well, we know what's going on with the Palm Bay homes. There's four contracts. Two have closed. One's already closed. 340 is closing next week. The
1181 Greenview and 441 Holiday Park Boulevard. I told these folks when they bought them, two separate LLCs. I said, are you sure there are no liens on these? Oh, no, no, no. First of all, they paid ridiculous amounts of money for them. Over $40,000 for 441. And I said to them, are you sure? Well, I have the contract ready for them to demolish and get the homes out of here. Well, guess what? There's about $20,000 worth of liens from the city of Palm Bay. So they have to go in front of their committee, which was last Monday. So I'm waiting to hear back from them. And in the meantime, we have our papers ready to go to the judge. So they have maybe 2 or 3 days left, but they're trying. And I told them it takes maybe an hour and a half to negotiate with the city of Palm Bay to get them to drop these charges. Cause all it is water. It's water fines and late charges. It's not even water consumption. So this is where the city gets them. So it's what, 10 or 15 years worth of fines and late fees. So the city will work with them. They just have to get a representative to go to the city hall and talk to the right people. So that's where we are. We are still with the attorney, still is waiting to drop that last foot. So we're right there. And also the people with no water, 437. To this day, I've gotten confirmation they still do not have any potable water. It is going in front of the judge next week, and we're hoping, we know the moratorium is still in effect for the foreclosures or the repo, I think that's the word, from the bank. But we're going in front of the judge with, hey, these people have been here for how long without potable water, and we're hoping he's going to see our point of view and just kick them out. So those are the three updates for those homes. Okay, Karen, was that good? Okay.
Yeah, it's me again, 214 Holiday Park, Round Foot. Just a little update on some of the ACC stuff that's been going on. The 465 Holiday Park, he's met all of his requirements. He's got to get the work done. He's got the proper permits, and it's up to him to get it done. We have another one going out on 1170 Keystone. They're replacing the single wide, and they're putting in a double wide. The single wide should be moved out of the park on this coming Wednesday. And within 3 to 4 weeks, the new home will be set next to his carport. And we're looking at the properties in the community, and we're not trying to be hard about it, but if we want to have a nice community, we got to follow the rules. And the rules are posted, they're on the webpage. Just please take time to do it before you just decide that I'm going to put a flower bed in here, or I'm going to cut a tree down on my neighbor's property, or whatever you're going to do. Just, you know, consider your neighbors, that this is your community, not just a place you're living. And maybe the same thing with speeding. You know, the lady had a good point here. The speeding is crazy. I know there's nothing we can do about it, but what I do is I go 15 miles an hour. And I know when I pull in my driveway, you can hear the motor accelerate on these pickup trucks and stuff because they're in such a hurry to get home to have their next cup of coffee or a glass of wine. So, you know, just think about it. This is a community we live in, and we want it safe for everybody. You know, we got people walking with walkers, got them walking with canes, or walking their dogs. So let's just respect each other, that's all.
Ready to see what we have in the way of trustee remarks or announcements? Anybody?
I'll just one comment. Joanne's comment with the ACC being given an opportunity to speak at the board time. I'd also like if HPPOA would like also an invitation or something to relate what they're doing or what's coming up.
May I?
Karen?
Okay.
Sheree, can you check? I've been in the office a couple of times. See if you can find the papers for us to fill out for the November that we're supposed to do.
You mean the August?
No, for us to apply. What are we doing? In
the packets.
Yeah, that's for August, right?
Yes.
That's for August, KK. August. That's for when you.
Yeah, can you? They don't know where they're at.
Okay.
They told me.
I have them in a couple of folders. We've never done that before. We've never had packages here.
Well, whatever.
Did you always have them? I've never done it. Then I apologize. I've never had. Becky, I've never done it. If they've done it in the past,
yeah,
awesome. Yeah, okay, I can do that. I know I've helped trustees in the past, but I've never seen an actual packet that we had in the office. I don't have a problem with that.
I just need whatever I'm supposed to fill out.
That's fine.
And I know there's some others that would like to be on our board. So we need you to get the forms and fill out also. Don't you? Wouldn't you like to be up here with us? You know? Oh, come on. So, but fill out and join us.
I got it.
Thank you.
Board comment?
Yes, I have some, please. I would like it to go into the records. I spoke with Sheree about a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago, about the gutters, the drain gutters in the park and the conditions of them, and that they needed to be cleaned out. And there was, because I had had questions from residents going, why aren't they clean? If we have problems, it's going to flood, blah, blah, blah. And she told me she would get on it, which she did. Derek came and picked me up, and I took him around and I showed him what I was talking about, how some of these drainages are, and if you go back to your back of your houses, you'll see that they're filled with mud, they're filled with grass that's this tall, they're filled with weeds, they're filled with leaves and everything, and they do not drain, and God forbid we have a hurricane, we will flood. He assured me he would get right on it. Well, unfortunately, he didn't get right on it. I waited a week and he did not come. He told me we'd start it the very next day and he did not come. So I took it upon myself, because I promised you all when I took this position that I would work for you, not for me, but for you. I went into the drain ditch and started doing the work myself. I got halfway done with my weed whacker until my weed whacker died. And I thought, well, you know, I can't do this. A home type weed whacker is just not strong enough for the grass, because it's very grown up and very dense and very thick. So after ruining my weed whacker, I talked to Dwayne on Monday and I explained to him, I says, does the park have a weed whacker? And he says, well, yeah, and you want to know why I wanted it. So I explained it to him. And he said, you shouldn't be doing that. Well, I agreed with him. I shouldn't be doing it. But I made my commitment to you, so I started doing the work. He did go out there the next morning and work on the drainage dish that was in question, and he did a job. He did, in my opinion, very nicely. He couldn't get it as decent as what it needs to be done, because it is a very big job. I don't know if we have to get a bid to do this work, but our drainage ditches are in deplorable condition. We've got water standing where it shouldn't be standing. We've got bugs where we don't want bugs because of the standing water. So I want it brought out to you all that this is something that may be an expense that we're going to have to look at. We need to consider it, and we need to get it done, because when we have a storm, we're going to be in trouble. So that's the one thing I wanted to bring up.
We need to spray for those mosquitoes too.
I also asked her to spray for mosquitoes, and she did tell me that we are on the list to be sprayed. That's the county that comes in and sprays, and we have to wait our turn. So, and I will hopefully get that piece of information as soon as she knows when it's coming. But I want you all to know that this is something that we're going to have to do, and it may be an expense that we're going to have to incur as the park to get it done, because it is not a one-person job. These drainage ditches are overgrown drastically. And it's not just the one on Greenview. It's the ones on Moonlight. It's the ones over in the park. It's the ones off. I mean, just everywhere. They're horrible. And you can see the standing water. And it can be a health hazard if we don't get them resolved. The other thing that I want to talk about is, you all were at our last meeting. You know the conversations about the lift for the swimming pool and the ideas for the pools. I don't generally pay attention to a lot of the complaints that are on the sites, because we have our residents that do voice their opinions about lots of things.
But someone posted a picture of a swimming pool that had that handicap ramp in it that we had been talking about that might make our swimming pools more accessible. Cherie also mentioned earlier today, this is something that we're going to have to consider doing, is resurfacing our pools, resurfacing our deck. Those are items that we're going to have to set up a expenditure for down the road. It's not something that will be done tomorrow. It's not something that will be done in a year. It may be 2 years before this project can be completed because it's going to be an expensive project. Whether it is the lift chairs, whether it is the ramp, it's going to be a very expensive project. Because we all know that our decks are not deep enough and strong enough to hold the lift chairs. So if we put a lift chair in, we're going to have to do something regardless to support the things and restructure. So I've done some research, and I have taken it upon myself to start getting ideas of how to fix our pools, what it will take us to fix our pools, and what it may cost us. And I want you to know that I've contacted 10 different companies in the Palm Bay, Orlando area that do pool resurfacing. And every single one of them are at least 2 years out right now with their work. So even to get someone to come and do an estimate, I only got three people that said they were willing to do that because they're so far booked up. I'm trying to find out what it's going to cost us to make our swimming pools more accessible, perhaps putting in that. And I wanted you all to know that I don't have permission to do that. I took it upon myself to start looking into it for you so that I can answer some of the questions that you all have been putting out there. Hopefully, the companies that will be coming in, I do have someone that's going to be here on the 29th between the hours of 4 and 6 p.m. So if you see us walking around, please don't think we're there to interfere with your swimming. We're just looking to see what we can get done. I have another person that's coming on August 3rd at 3 p.m. to look at it, and another person that's supposed to come on August 4th. So hopefully I'll have some information to share with you as they present their information to me, and we can start preparing our capital expenditure account to get this work done so that you all know what it's going to look like financially as well as time frame. So I wanted to let you know that I did take it upon myself. I hope you don't mind that I stepped over and did this, but I want to try to answer the question that you've all been putting out there for that.
Carol, is that resurfacing or is that the replacement of the pools?
Several of the companies do strictly new build, so they weren't interested, but I asked them about resurfacing and remodeling. Okay, so we can take our existing pools and they can be remodeled to include the ramp. We don't have to replace the entire pool. However, if we do that, you need to make consideration that the size of our pool may be reduced a little bit because we're going to have to put the ramp on the side. Okay. So there's some things that you're going to have to look at. We may have to enlarge one pool and completely pull one out and redo it. That's something that they're going to let us know. But it is going to be in a very expensive project so that we're not ignoring those of you that need the handicap accessibility. That's not it at all. We want to make sure that you can get into our pools. But whatever we want to do it right for everybody in the park, not just for one or two, but for everyone down the road. So I am looking at it. I want you all to know that I hear what you say. And I wanted you to know that I'm not ignoring it, okay? Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm trying to work on for you, though. See, is we have to make it viable for you. So you would think you said, That's what I will ask them when they come in here. I will look at all those ideas, and I didn't realize. I don't go in the cold pool. In fact, I don't go in the pool that often, but that's something I will ask. You bet. That's something I'll talk to them about. Thank you.
I would like to thank you for going ahead and keep working on this project that I was trying to help all these people that keep telling me they wanted this and want that. Because I don't think everyone realizes when we take obligation on this board that we're working for them, not for us. And I really did appreciate you saying that, making them remember that, because that's important. I mean, you know, anybody can do a lot of stuff, but we're working for you, and that I really do appreciate you for doing that.
Thank you.
And going ahead and getting that started, I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm gonna let you know what little I do know already from talking with these people is if we do anything on the pools, you do know they're gonna have to be drained. Okay, so your pool's gone for a while. Even if we just do work on that step, that pool has to be drained. And that takes away your pool, so you're gonna have to be patient with that. The one guy that's coming on the 29th was very excited to come in because he had been in the park before and seen our pools for some other something. But they are several months down the road. And this isn't going to just happen overnight. So I'm asking that you be patient with me as I look into it further. But I just wanted to let you all know that it is something I'm looking into on behalf of you. And just understand that it's going to take time. That's it.
Any other comments from board?
Hi. I just wanted to say I took the time to go over to the college, the community pool. It's accessible to you. It's run by the city of Palm Bay. It's $2 for senior citizens to get in, and they do have a lift. And after talking to the management, they said you by state law you cannot assist, which we were doing wrong up north. We were never given any protocol for what to do. We took it on our own to assist anyone that needed it to get into the chair. All I'm saying is not a permanent solution, but if you had the time and you would go over there with someone, pay the $2, go on the chair and see how it is to get into it, and if you can even do it. It's not an easy procedure to do it, I already stated. This way, maybe would relieve your mind and go, oh, I really can't use a chair like that. Or you might find out until we can get one, maybe once a month. I'm not saying it. I'm not saying not to have it. I'm saying so that you have knowledge, working knowledge of what it's like to get in the chair. They're allowed to hold the wheelchair, and that's it. The whole process from you to get to the wheelchair into the chair is on you, or maybe a relative or a friend that will agree to help you. But that's all I'm saying. You would have better knowledge of what you're going to get into, and I think it would make you feel better about, you know, talking about getting this done. Yeah, one time. I'm not saying just we don't. I'm not stating we shouldn't have it here. We shouldn't look into it. That has nothing to do with that. I'm just saying you have access to that. Right now, and maybe you would like to, you know, check it out. You might come back to the meeting and say, hey, you know, I tried it and I couldn't get into it, you know. Or you might say the other way around. You might say it works great and you'll have more knowledge for us to put it in. It's a win-win situation.
Okay.
I have a couple questions. When you say standing water in the drains, are you talking about because there's something in there blocking the water, or it's just like the streets, it has some standing water after a while?
No, there's stuff in there blocking
okay.
So that they don't drain.
And
yeah, they're just backed up. You know how the drains, they'll come out. You'll see where you have the drains that will come off your street.
I understand.
And they go into the canals.
Yeah.
Well, the drains from the streets are filled and they're blocked up and they're blocking what goes into the canal and then the canal stand.
Sheree, Flawless was talking. They were going to clean our drain or clean our stuff when we gave them a contract. Have they done it?
They already did the drain by the compound coming up this way. We need to wait for them to get a little more dry before they do the others back at Greenview and Sunflower. Also, last year, last year we hired pool doctors. They came in and they have an aquatic spray that gets rid of, it's really powerful. It's an organic one too. And what they do is they sprayed underneath those areas and it killed the vegetation, which was growing. And it did help a lot. So once they spray it and all that stuff, and it can be wet, and then our guys can get in there and shovel it out. So I guess it's time, but they can get in there after they spray it and kill all that stuff. So, and it's easier to rake it out.
So Flawless has done some, but they haven't done it all. And we're waiting for dryer. And
correct.
So that, now were they going to do that every year?
Once a year.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
That's I heard everybody complaining. If you have any ideas, please come to me. I mean, I'm here to work with you and keep the park functioning. You know, we want these ditches cleaned. And like I said, we had lake doctors out last year. They sprayed and we were able to shovel the crud out of there. So I guess it's time we do it again.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's why Flawless told us
it
once a year.
Be. Well, it's time.
I have one thing. The women's 1500 meter backstroke starts at 9 o'clock.
Let's go.
I would like to make the motion that we adjourn.
Yeah. I second.
Adjourn.
Say that.
We've never done it before. Not. Oh, no problem. I listened to all the things. I'm sorry. Oh, you're most welcome. It's my pleasure. That's why I joined the board.
Yeah. Yeah. years ago, they had to chip out the cement on all the pools and put that, those little